It's great to be back with you once again here on our podcast, www.goforgold. Missed all of you. Do pardon me because I did have a few throat congestions. And I'm very grateful that my co-host, Lucky Pérez, did the needful as far as keeping me updated with what's happening in the cricketing world. Right, our focus is obviously on the Women's World Cup, and yesterday's game between India and Pakistan was fascinating because Mother Nature did permit for a full game to be played at the R. Premadasa Stadium. Now then, India being put into bat made 247 runs, which is fantastic, but they lost all 10 wickets. Tadikar Rawal, 31, Halim Tool, 46, Jemima Rodrigues, 32, and Rika Ghosh, the 35. In the last three overs, she sort of pummeled the Pakistani bowling, and that's why India got to a winning target of 247. Diana Beg, 4 for 69, a shade expensive by her standards. And skipper Fatima Sana, 2 for 36. Sadly, Pakistan were bowled out for 158. So they lose this game by a big margin of 88 runs. And this, mind you, is their 12th loss to India on the trot. Sidra Amin made 81 and Natalia Parviz 33. Now, as far as the bowling is concerned, for India, Gaut took 3 for 20, Deepti Sharma 3 for 45, and Sneha Rana, the right-arm off-spinner, among the wickets, 2 for 38. And remember, today's game is between New Zealand and South Africa to be played in India. And tomorrow, England will play Bangladesh. So some interesting cricket coming up. But then, let's face it, India seemed to be an awesome outfit at the moment. Whatever happened, I know all of us now know exactly what's happening between India and Pakistan in terms of, you know, shaking hands and, you know, the spirit of cricket. But yesterday what we saw was fantastic. The Pakistan captain, very humbly, I mean, Fatima Sana, won the hearts of millions of people, because just after the game, when India won, she walked up to the Indian captain, knelt down and worshipped her. And I don't know what she said, but that was a great gesture. So these are things that will carry back as great memories. I think Pakistan ladies won the hearts of many. They might have lost the game, but that's different. But what she did, a great gesture to show people the spirit of the game, in which she respected the Indian captain for the great win. So well done, Fatima Sana. The world is with you. For you did something absolutely unique. Right, Rohit Sharma has been removed as the one-day captain of India. And mind you, India will play their first ODI against Australia on the 19th of October. Lots of debate on that, but that's how it goes. Especially senior citizens like Kapil Dev and Sunil Gavaskar are very critical with Ajit Agarkar and the selection panel in removing Rohit Sharma. But that's how it goes. And let's wait and see as to how that series will go. At the moment, India is on a high because they just beat West Indies in the test match. And the game was over in 2.5 days. So West Indies have to get their act right as they face India for the second test. Well, that's it basically on our wrap-up. Look forward to bringing you more news tomorrow here on www.goforgold, and look forward to your company yet again. Meantime, sit back, relax as we spin your record for your listening pleasure.